You're listening to SBS News.
Rob, has the pandemic been good or bad for the business at Wesfarmers?
Look, this is something that none of us would ever wish for. It's been a very challenging time. All I could say, though, reflecting on the last year is that, or the last 6 months, is that the way in which our teams and our businesses have responded to the challenges presented by COVID has been remarkable.
When it comes to the sales numbers, though, they're up in your, or most of your retail divisions, aren't they?
Well, in short-term sales, some divisions have had some good growth. So Bunnings and Officeworks have seen some good growth. Somewhat regrettably caused by people spending more time at home and not being able to travel. But we've also done everything we can to ensure that we have an offer that resonates with customers in COVID. And we've also adjusted our practices at work to try and get products to customers in a safer way. Some businesses within our group have been impacted more negatively. Our department store businesses, some of our industrial businesses have had a bit of an impact. But look, these are short-term measures. I think without question, if we don't get on top of the health and economic challenges with COVID, this will be a bad one for everyone.
I saw some commentary earlier today where you're quoted as saying we must learn to live with COVID-19. What does that mean?
Well, I guess everything we're seeing and hearing from around the world tells us that it would be foolhardy to expect that a vaccine is going to come along in the short term and this is all going to be over in a month or two. Even if vaccines were developed, and we hope that they will, there is no guarantee that they will give lasting relief to COVID. And even if a vaccine was found, it's going to take many months or a year or more for that to flow through the population. So, you know, we need to recognise that shutting people and cities down can work for a short period of time, but it can't work for a long time. So we need to get smarter about how we manage the health risks, and we need to take that very seriously, but we need to find a way to operate in a COVID-safe way.
So you run some of the most well-known consumer brands in the country, being Bunnings and Kmart, for example. How are you keeping customers safe, and what role do you think you play in communicating the COVID-safe message, especially for multicultural customers?
Well, with over 100,000 team members across Australia and with over 10 million customers going through our stores each week, there's a really big role for us to play. So first and foremost, we have made a lot of changes to our operating procedures in store and in distribution centres to reduce the risks of COVID for our team and our customers. And you would have seen many of those, be it additional cleaning, Perspex screens, greater contactless click and collect capabilities, a number of operational changes within distribution centres. You know, you raise a really interesting point as well, that how do we communicate a lot of what we're doing and how do we reinforce the important messages, and that is particularly important in a multicultural community that we're in. Our 107,000 team members, our store teams in particular, reflect very much the communities in which they operate. I understand that Bunnings, we have over 70 languages amongst our team members in Bunnings. So we do make an effort to try and communicate effectively within store, because we have team members that reflect the community in which we operate. But another one is also we have undertaken some advertising with COVID-safe messaging to communicate more effectively, particularly in Melbourne, where we've faced more stringent lockdowns.
And just finally, what's the future for Wesfarmers, especially in this environment, and how's the shift to online and digital been like for you?
Well, look, we're not smart enough to predict the future, but what we do know that if we maintain a strong balance sheet, if we look after the health and safety of our team and customers, and we continue to innovate and adapt, then we will be okay. We will be okay over the long term. The point you mentioned about some of the changes in consumer demand and behaviour, the importance of online and digital are areas that we've been very focused on in recent years. We see some of those trends accelerating, but we also see them as complementing the experience that we offer within our stores.